This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, Dr. Batar, we just finished watching the Olympics here, and I guess around the world, all over the place, they were watching it. I don't know if you even had a chance, because as busy as you are, taking care of people all over. Did you get any Olympic fever those past couple of weeks?
Yeah, actually, I watched a couple of the events. I watched a little bit of swimming. I saw some of the martial arts and ping pong and tennis. Since my son plays tennis and all that, so.
Yeah, you know, when it was in Atlanta in 96, I actually saw some of the table tennis, as they call it, ping pong, live and in person, and I saw some gymnastics when it was in Atlanta. You were around. Did you go to the Atlanta Olympics at all?
I did not. Unfortunately, no, I didn't.
Miss that. But yeah, it was fun. Super Don and I had a good time. We were comparing notes on some of the things we watched. And some of the stories that were highlights for me, one was that Michael Phelps, the most amazing swimmer in the history of the sport, used this thing called cupping, and the Skep Ducks went apoplectic over it. And how dare he use something, and he's a gold medal winner, and what are we going to do now? And there's no evidence it works. And how many gold medals does he have?
Yeah, somebody needs to look at his gold medals, have them count. Ask them if they know how to count, and they can count and see how many gold medals he won, and that's enough proof in the pudding. This is it's so great that you brought this up. I love it whenever they say that there's no scientific data to prove it works. You know how many times I've heard that? There's no scientific data that proves that what we do works, yet we've got patient after patient, hundreds and hundreds of patients before and after on video telling their own story, but there's no proof that it works. Show me the proof that the results from a study work.
Mm-hmm.
And here what's happened with so many of those people that have published those studies. Some of them are in jail. Some of them, they've built their whole platform of writing their thesis and writing their papers on references that are based on other papers, and those references that they use based on other papers, those papers were falsified, where the data was just extrapolated out of the ethers. I mean, just randomly, just pulled it out of nowhere.
Sure, so, but it sounded scientific, and it was based on some kind of drug theory. So even better, though, you probably haven't heard about this. We just covered this last hour. The other guy, there's like two people that are just so far beyond the field. Michael Phelps was one, and on land it was Usain Bolt from Jamaica. The fastest man, 100 meter, 200 meter. This guy's amazing. And it turns out he had a hamstring injury in July, just 1 month prior to the games. What did he do? He went to see a homeopathic physician in Germany, who he's been seeing since he was 16 years of age. Homeopathy, and a month later, he wins gold in everything he enters.
Wow.
Again, Skep Ducks, apoplectic, how will we counter that? It's not really a gold medal.
Unbelievable, huh?
Yeah, it's amazing. And I think more of these stories are going to be coming out as you hear that the people with money or that are famous, they're not everyone. Some of them end up dying because of the best treatment that money can buy. But a lot of folks wake up and go, you know what, I've got access to other things, I'm going that way. And obviously he's been cared for by a physician in Germany who uses acupuncture, herbs, and homeopathy since he was a teenager.
That's pretty amazing. Yeah, I mean, that when people ask about proof, if that's not enough proof, I don't know what is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And when people ask me if I'm a doctor, Dr. Batar, and I always say I'm a homeopath, and if they look at me squirrely-eyed, I say I'm a bush doctor. right? Which, if you're from Jamaica, you know what that means. Your medicine comes from the natural world, and that's primarily what you do, and they immediately understand what that is. But we've lost concept of that medicine could actually come from the natural world and be superior to that which is synthesized by man.
That's a really, really good answer, but I think my answer is better when I'm asked if I'm a doctor.
What do you say?
Go ahead, Robert. Ask me.
Excuse me. Dr. Vitar, are you a doctor?
No, I'm not. That's my answer. No, I'm not.
You know, the other thing I'll say is, if you mean a teacher, one who teaches you how to heal, then yes, I'll take it. But not in, you know, that so-called official capacity, a title of nobility. I mean, nobility, title of nobility. I'm not sure which one it is, but I don't have one of those degrees.
Well, you know, it's funny, Robert. When I was in the Army, we had to, this is right before I became the chairman of the emergency department at the Marquis Farming Community Hospital in Fort Jackson, South Carolina. We had to go to these conferences, and they're basically military conferences for physicians, and then they send you out to other civilian conferences. And this is more administrative than anything else, but there's some things about trauma medicine, and not necessarily how to deal with trauma medicine, but in other words, not clinical, but more the unique logistics when you're dealing with trauma medicine and that type of stuff. So since I was the head of the PES and I was getting ready to take over the ER, I had to go, and I had some of my NCOs up with me, non-commissioned officers with me, and this was in Chicago, and we went to one of those sports clubs afterwards to just get something to eat. It was kind of late, and all the restaurants had already closed. It was in a suburb of Chicago, and that was the closest place for us. And we started playing pool, and we ordered some food, and a couple of girls came up, and it was so funny. You know, they were asking what we did, and so my soldiers and I, they're kind of explaining. And one of them, I don't remember exactly how it happened, but one of them basically asked what I did. And before, there was I think, four girls, and a couple of them went over to the bar to get something to drink. And one of the girls asked me what I did, and before I could answer, one of my NCOs said, "He's a doctor." She wouldn't believe it, right? And I didn't say anything.
Right.
And then the rest of the girls come up, and she said, the girl said, you know, one of the other girls said, "So what do you do?" And I said, "I'm a drug dealer." Nobody questioned that. I said I was a drug dealer, and they all took it. No more questions. But when the first girl had asked me, and the other person, NCO, had said I was a doctor, she argued and argued. Probably for 30 seconds, she denied it, you know, and I didn't say anything. I didn't respond at all. But when I said a drug dealer, they bought it, hook, line, and sinker. Nobody even questioned it. So that means that I look like a drug dealer and I don't look like a doctor. I prefer to say I'm
well,
a doctor.
And the irony there, of course, is you're one of the guys that in the medical profession is one of the least in dealing drugs of any of them out there. And yet those that look so kind and gentle and loving dealing the drugs, doing the greatest danger, doing the greatest damage in many cases. So as they say, one of the first things we learn as a kid, one of those stories, don't judge a book by its cover.
Sure, whether that was a compliment or an insult. I'm pretty sure I was an insult, but I'll take it.
No. Well, listen, you meet Dr. Vitar. He's a solid guy. You're going to think he's with the UFC or wrestling or something. And you can come meet him and me and many others, Ty Bollinger, at the Ultimate Live Symposium from The Truth About Cancer. And that's October 14th, 15th, and 16th, the Gaylord Texan in Dallas. And tickets are almost sold out. So, folks, if you want to attend that and see Dr. Vitar and meet him, plan to make your, well, you're going to have to go on and buy tickets right away. So there are links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com to do just that. Interesting in terms of celebrity, like these athletes or other things, using other people that use this guy, Bono, Super Don, who was the other athlete? I think I remembered, Boris Becker, that great tennis player from Germany. And those are just
right.
A few names that people know about. But this is a story about Kris Kristofferson. Do you remember Kris Kristofferson, Dr. Vitar?
Yeah.
He was a country singer and an actor, musician. And he had a very unique voice. And he was in, what was some of the movies he was in? I think the vampire series with Wesley Snipes.
Blade. Yeah.
Yep.
But he's been around, a crotchety old guy. He's like a guy that's like salt of the earth, tells it to you straight, right? And he has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. And so he kind of dropped out of a lot of things recently until recently we found out that he maybe didn't have Alzheimer's disease, or Alzheimer's disease isn't what the medical profession thinks it is. And this was a report on a talk show up there, I think in, what is it, Minnesota somewhere? But basically he had what they call iatrogenic Alzheimer's. He was on medicine for neurological issues that was actually causing him to worsen and to manifest the symptoms of Alzheimer's. And when he finally figured it out and started undoing the drugs, stopping the drugs, the most neurotoxic medications he was on, he started reversing his symptoms. And now he's actually realizing, hey, maybe I don't have Alzheimer's, or maybe what Alzheimer's is caused by modern medicine.
Yeah. Yeah, and that happens all the time. I mean, that iatrogenic component of many of these medications, the side effects. I mean, you know, this is one of the secrets that, Robert, you and I talked about before.
Mm-hmm.
Secrets of getting people better is just to get them off the medication. In fact, when patients come to me, they're on medication, that's really an easy fix for me, because I know that, of course, you know, don't take this. For anybody listening out there, I don't want you to stop your medication, because it can be side effects with stopping your medication. But done in the right manner and with the right balance, with the right support, that's one of my secrets, is how to make a person feel better, is just to get them off their medication and wean them off. Certain medications, you have to wean them off because the body's created a dependency. Certain medications, you can't stop cold turkey. Certain medications, not only do you have to wean the person off, but you have to replace it with something that can help the body adjust.
And right.
The vast majority of problems that people have are because of medications are causing a disruption and blocking the flow of whatever the metabolic process is, whereas natural substances typically, not always, but typically, are not inhibiting a process, but they're enhancing a process.
Right, right.
So that's one of the, you know, key characteristics, I think, that at least in our practice, is my goal is to get them off medication. And it's not because mm-hmm. I'm so anti-medication. I'll use whatever medication I need, but the problem is the medication, when you use it for more than 10 days, you know, we weren't born with a deficit of whatever type of drug they're prescribing us for.
Yeah, there is no
drug I need to get a short-term response. But long-term,
mm-hmm.
you're creating dependency and you're creating more side effects. And
yes.
There's more people that are on drugs today for side effects of other drugs than they are for the primary issues that they put on.
Very profitable industry based on that technique. And Chris Christopherson found out firsthand. When we come back, there's another layer to the Christopherson Alzheimer's discussion. Could it be a chronic low-level infection, Lyme disease? Is that possible? And what does Dr. Bitar think of that? We're going to talk about that when we come back from this break, as Dr. Bitar answers the question of Alzheimer's and maybe other questions if we can get to them, because there's a lot he's catching up on. We'll see if we're patient enough with him tonight. Get that joke, patient? Ha ha.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Dr. Raja Bittar, Advanced Medicine, drbuttar.com. Also, his book, incredible, international bestseller, and it's translated into a lot of languages now, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. A lot of the information you can find there. And in fact, and one of the things I wanted to get to on the Christofferson story, Dr. Bittar, about his iatrogenic Alzheimer's, they're saying there might have been an infectious basis for it because he was put on antibiotics. He seemed to have a marketing improvement. And we've talked about opportunistic infections, but Lyme disease, it's a nasty, deeply embedded situation that you also can't put on antibiotics for life and expect them to do well forever.
Well, that's exactly right, Robert. So, this is like one of those things where temporarily things may appear to be better compared to what's going to happen long term. So, with the Lyme, with the spirochetes, in general, first of all, that's considered the great masquerader. Even the CDC says that they estimate there's about 10 million cases of spirochetes out there. About a million cases of people with Lyme disease out there. But they say that, to their best estimates, it's probably more like 10 million. I suspect it's probably even more than that. It's 10 million, and they estimate it's probably 100 million. That's right, about a third of the population. And I suspect it's probably even more than that. But when you look at the symptoms that Lyme causes, I mean, pretty much is all-inclusive of every pathogenic process out there. I mean, I don't think there's any symptom that can't be not related back to Lyme. So from that perspective, it's being the great masquerader, it's really difficult to even say that the person had Lyme's. And from what I remember, I believe all his tests were negative anyway. I don't know whether that the...
Yeah, well, it wasn't conclusive, but again, this is so problematic for so many. The question is, in your opinion, your perspective, is this another one of the opportunistics, but just to a deeper level?
Oh, absolutely. The Lyme is definitely falls into the opportunistic and under the third toxicity, absolutely. And the as far as the depth of it or how deep it really goes, you know, you can have a bacteria or a virus or you can have anything that can be undiagnosed and appear to be deep-rooted, whereas, in fact, it's a pretty superficial thing. It's just that myth. So I don't place greater weight on a bacteria or a virus or a spirochete or a fungus or a parasite or anything else greater than any others. I just include them all within the same that we have to basically address them all. In fact, it's so funny you're bringing this up right now because right before getting on the radio, I was with one of my staff members discussing with her one of the newer technologies that we're using. And because we know that our friends, we have certain friends
that listen
in high
yes.
and low places.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about some of these therapies, but it was actually discussing when to hit the opportunistics in our regular protocol for treating one specific type of chronic immune disorder that we deal with, and kind of strategizing it based on when we're doing the IVs to potentiate the results of the therapy. And so we were talking about, I had basically divided up the opportunistic into three categories. One was bacteria viruses, one was fungus and spirochetes, and one was parasites. And I, you know, I could probably put spirochetes with the parasites, but I just sometimes with the parasites you can have a really really hard die off, as you can really with the spirochetes as well. So I just kind of divided them both up into two different categories. So the three different categories. The reason for dividing them into three categories is because I want to hit each one on a different day. Because if you hit somebody with a therapy that would be effective on the same day for all those five components, can you imagine the diet from bacteria, viruses, spirochetes, mycoplasma, yeast,
it'd be brutal.
You know, and parasites? I mean, it's going to hit you pretty hard. And so that's the only reason I divided it up. So coming back to the point, I don't think that we should divide anything into a greater or lesser or give more weight to one specific type of opportunistic and a lesser weight to another one. Coming back to Chris Gustafson's story, you know, there's always that initial improvement,
right?
Just from stopping the treatments, you know, or from whatever mm-hmm. they were doing, and then so it could have been definitely a decrease in the spirochete counts from the antibiotic.
Sure, and long term, Dr. Vitar, we would have to assess for heavy metals, mercury yeah. in particular, when we're dealing with Alzheimer's like or even a dementia of any kind, as you've talked about.
Absolutely.
Autism in childhood, Alzheimer's in older ages, and what's in between. Anything goes. All right, folks, we got a couple more segments here, Advanced Medicine, each and every week. We kick off the week with Dr. Rashid Vitar, back after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we've been covering the Christofferson strange recovery, as they're calling it, from Alzheimer's. Wait, was it caused by the drugs? Was it cured by an antibiotic? Was it Lyme disease? And, of course, we're not here to say it's just one and not the other. There's always a combination of impact, environmental and otherwise, deficiencies, et cetera, we've been covering, Dr. Bitar. But I don't want to leave it too soon if we've got a few things we need to relate first.
Yeah, well, I just was going to say that the temporary benefit that you experience from the start, starting the use of the antibiotics, no doubt that there is going to be a positive impact on decreasing the burden of the opportunistic pathogen, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. But then you have to look at the long-term health, long-term gut health. You're going to actually promote the other opportunistic things to come in, because you kill off the good flora, and then you're going to allow for now secondary other infections besides, of course, the Lyme. You've got the yeast and other things that are going to come up. So those are always issues. And plus the primary issue for the brain not being able to function the way it's supposed to be functioning, the neurological impact is the metals, and secondarily the persistent organic pollutants. The opportunistics are usually not. That's more from a metabolism standpoint, you know, byproducts of the bacteria and that, this and that, that if there's going to be an impact to the, how the person's brain's functioning. But certainly anybody with any kind of cause, whether it's temporary or not, of any type of memory lapse or change in personality or thought process, whatever it is, metals are always the first place you got to look at. And
yeah. Well,
nine out of ten times, that's what it is.
Speaking of the metals, we have a friend of the show who listens all the time, and I met her in Syracuse, and she came to the Advanced Medicine Seminar in Chicago some years ago and met you. And, you know, talking about the heavy metals, she got a test, blood, urine, hair analysis done. And, you know, talking about mercury, sometimes you had said over the years that the people with the highest mercury often show no mercury in many of these tests, which was kind of a weird thing when you first discovered that. I was like, that makes no sense. But she, you know, she's been paying attention, and she went out and got some analysis, and it just, you see the numbers there. We're not going to comment specifically on her case. Just in general, if you were to see something like this, that would be the best way to overview it.
Yeah, I think this is really a good question, too. And the reason is because there's a couple points that I want to make about this. First of all, very, very specific. It's speciation of the mercury, first of all. So you're looking at inorganic mercury. You're looking at methyl mercury. I think this particular place called Quicksilver Scientific, I think they actually even do tests for ethyl mercury. They look at various types of things. Now, there's a very, very detailed analysis here. And I don't do this detailed of an analysis when I'm looking at the mercury, and I know that may sound sacrilege to you, to some people, because they know that how focused I am on mercury, but, you know, it's kind of like one of those things when you get the fancy instrument and the person comes in, or this friend's fancy device, and, you know, you're diagnosing your car with whatever problems, and then you got the old-time mechanic who comes and goes, I don't know how to use this stuff, and he's better than everybody else, but he doesn't use any of that stuff because he just knows he's got his tools, and he's used to using his tools, And I have never done this. I've talked to the guy who, Chris Shade is his name. I've talked to the director of that laboratory, and I know of their work, and I think they do good work. I just haven't found a use for it from the way I do things or the way I interpret the tests. And I think the tests are pretty expensive compared to the other ones that we do. But, again, in this particular case, when you look at the levels of the urine, the blood and the hair, which, by the way, the blood, I don't know whether it's serum blood or whether it's red blood cell analysis, but regardless, you look at this, and I actually also look at fecal, and then you see the speciation with the methylmercury, the inorganic mercury, the total sum mercury, et cetera, et cetera. The one consistent pattern that you notice in this, Robert, if you look at it, there's nine different test results there she has. What is the one thing that stands out that's unanimous, a common denominator between all nine levels?
Let's see. No, I'm not reading it other than seeing nothing in the hair. But
basically that's what it is. There's neither nothing there or it's all well within the normal reference range, which means low or, you know, completely nothing concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
And so that point that she brings up, that she asks, that since I've said this before about this is basically the non-excreter phenomena. She's a non-excreter because she's got issues. It didn't mean for that to sound the way it came out, but she's got some health concerns.
We all have issues.
I'm not talking
we all
about
have
issues like Don's issues. I'm talking about like
not like Super Don, right? Yes.
So she's definitely got some clinical issues that she's mentioned,
mm-hmm.
and she's also got a history of cavitations, amalgams. So she's getting certain other things done. She's proactive about her health. She's gone out there, she's done these testing, and nothing shows up. And that, to me, is a perfect example of a non-excreter. This is a Karen story on the heavy metal toxicity, the hidden killer DVD, the Know Your Options that you narrated.
Yes.
This is that testimony that I gave in front of Congress in 2004, the non-excreter phenomenon. She is it. And I would definitely start prophylactic treatment and, you know, see where her levels come up. And she said that she's going to, right after cavitation, find a doctor in her local area and start that. And I would encourage her to do so. And she will probably see the serial testing will increase the level of mercury in her output, and she'll start feeling better. And, of course, people are going to say, well, wait a second, how can you feel better when you see more and more level of mercury? Well, you're not putting mercury in the body. You're taking it out. The test shows what we're taking out. It doesn't show us what's in the body.
Yeah, and remember the whole context of challenging, right? When you get these kind of things, there would be a challenge test where you would utilize something that would grab the mercury and pull it out where you'd suddenly detect it. It was an aggressive action, but was it necessary in order to validate it for the patient or for you in the treatment? What was the reason for that when you kind of see this pattern of non-excretor showing no mercury or a level that's acceptable?
Yeah, so basically when I'm sorry, was that a statement or was that a question?
Question.
So what do I hang my hat on to substantiate that she's a non-excretor?
Well, I guess the question is, if you have a patient like this, like most of them show, non-excretors, they do have problems with mercury, residual mercury, but nothing's showing up. And so in order for you to, you know, what you did challenge tests and showed, oh, my gosh, there is a level of mercury. There's a burden there. And that helped you to understand, okay, this is what's going on, so you could conclude what you've concluded. But at this point, would you need to do that in order to go to the next phase of mercury detox treatment?
Well, that's exactly it, Robert. With the people that, like Karen's story, remember, I kept on testing her and nothing showed.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, she started showing more afterwards, but like with my son and with many other patients, like the autistic patients, for example, you will not see mercury. It takes sometimes years before you start seeing it come up. In fact, the record for the highest level of mercury and lead is held by the same child, a child from England. First name is Rishabhan, and he, for 4 years, didn't show anything. In fact, his metal test from the first baseline was probably the cleanest, most pristine. The kid looked like he'd never been on planet Earth. He showed nothing. And 4 years, he started releasing so much. It was unbelievable. His mercury level was 87 micrograms per gram creatinine, whereas anything above 3 is considered toxic. And his lead level, which is anything over, I think, 5 is considered toxic, was 247 or 274 micrograms per gram creatinine. I mean, that's unbelievable amounts of lead and mercury, especially, you know, we know about the synergism between these metals, you know, how LD1 of mercury, LD1 of lead, and the same patient is an LD100. So
yes.
I'm surprised the kid was still alive. So the point is that the word, sometimes patients will say, especially doctors, they say, well, how can you justify, you know, it's not ethical to treat a person when you don't have a reason to substantiate the results. Wait a second. Where did you go to medical school? Because the first thing we learn in medical school is empiric treatment. Empiric treatment means you start the treatment based upon a suspicion that there's an issue going on without having conclusive data. And this is exactly what it is. You start a patient on antibiotics. You do a urine collection. You set it up for urine culture. But you suspect based upon the typical offending organism that causes a urinary tract infection, and based upon the patient's symptoms, you start them on empiric treatment. And then 3 days later, the patient's already better, but now you get the culture and sensitivity test that tells you this is a drug that you should use for this. It's called empiric treatment. We do it all the time. So it's an irresponsible statement for a doctor to say, well, why are you treating somebody without knowing exactly what you're treating? Well, because the evidence is clear. They're not showing mercury. They have a history of mercury exposure, and the symptoms that they're exhibiting are typically seen with mercury toxicity. And, oh, by the way, over 25 years of experience has shown me when I start treating that patient, they get better. And here's the, you know, hundreds of patients that we've done this with where we see the patient getting better. And this was the entire basis of the testimony in front of Congress, the U.S. Congressional Subcommittee on Human Rights and Wellness in 2004, when Avi actually went with me to testify. That entire case was based upon Karen, a patient that I had that had showed this, and it was. I mean, you could make a movie out of that story, out of that clinical history, that case history.
Yeah, and you answered it very well with the elaboration. That's what I was hoping you'd do, and I appreciate that because it is such a. We've talked about autism. We've talked about mercury so many times, and you know, we obviously dance around a lot of issues and topics. And this question from Liberty brought this out in this unique way. So if you guys want to see the numbers, they're listed right in the show notes. She put them out there. You don't know her last name, so it's nothing like that, but it's something she put out there. And it's fascinating to look at it, discuss it, and then go back on that and say, you know, why would you? And the way you've related it is so important for other doctors to hear, because this is almost for the medical professionals that are on the fence or working toward this understanding and maybe treatment modality to work with their patients to succeed where others have failed before them or they have failed.
Well, I figured that's what you were trying to do, set me up again. You always throw that ball up just perfect so I can come and slam it, but I wasn't sure if that was the statement you were making and you weren't, you know,
it was an Olympic moment. We were just dunking that basketball, and nobody could defend against it. So, in fact, I've got to really work on my basketball game because I'm going to be doing an event with Ty Bollinger and some others of our friends in North Georgia the last weekend in October in Gainesville, another cancer awareness event that we're going to teach at. And we're going to be playing the Harlem Legends in basketball. And quite honestly, I can run back and forth pretty well up the court, but I suck at basketball. So it's going to be pretty silly. I'll just keep passing it to Ty and he can dunk.
That's kind of cool. I didn't know you guys were going to be doing that. That's awesome.
Yeah, the Harlem Legends. That's going to be great. Our buddy Paul Bertero with the Echo Water, H2 Molecular Hydrogen, will be up there as well. And, of course, Ty Bollinger will be with us. That means Dr. Batar, too, at the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium, October 14th, 15th, and 16th in Dallas, Texas. When we come back, we have another question/comment of the day from Janet, and we're going to get to it in just a moment. It's pretty controversial, so you'll want to stick around for it.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, there's a BBC News article titled "The Villagers Who Fear Herbicides." Those are smart villagers. You want to talk about Zika? No. Talk about herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, larvicides, and you'll understand, you know, the origin of neurological degradation in almost in an immediate sense, an acute scenario, like polio. They claimed it was a virus when it was largely DDT and things like that. And it's now the same thing. Cover story. Zika is the virus. There are a lot of cover stories out there, and we gotta uncover them. We gotta get through them. And there's a comment of the day from Janet that kind of goes that direction, I think. It says, "Hi, Robert, Dr. Batar. Let's see, where are we going with this? Once in a while, I hear people describe how we are all being experimented upon when referring to GMOs, toxic vaccines, geoengineering, toxic pharma drugs, fluoride, etc. But are they really? My take is that they are no longer experiments, but more like deployments of weapons. They would not experiment on a massive global scale. Experiments are small and have been completed decades ago. No one in their right mind would invest millions, billions, or trillions on ideas that might fail, including those who decide how to waste our tax dollars. Massive depopulation operations are cold and calculated. It doesn't seem like they leave anything up to chance as an experiment." Janet, whoa. That's some heavy stuff there, Dr. Batar.
Well, it's not only heavy, but it's extremely observant and an evolved way of thinking. Now, some people say, how can that be considered evolved? Well, she's not being... She's not allowing the tribe to dictate her thought process. I actually was listening to an audio program today about this, and we don't have enough time to talk about this. But, you know, what I really like about what Janet said is, first of all, it's accurate. There is no experimentation. And, in fact, I can prove that there's no experimentation, and this is cold and calculated. Again, we're getting political here, and not that I have a problem getting political, but we may be going out of our – I don't know, Robert, you tell me. You pull in the reins, or you just – let the lanes roost, so you tell me which way to go, because...
Well, you know, I have Ty Bollinger on the show once a week, so I think we've already gone beyond the bounds.
OK, Okay, well, if somebody left Ty out of the stage and actually let him get in radio or get in public, that's interesting. So people only see his polished version. They don't see the raw version, right?
You got to see Ty Bollinger and Dr. Batar get together. That alone is worth the price of admission to come to Dallas. But, yeah, no, you're right, and she's right. It's like at a certain point you go, they're not experimenting anymore. This is engaging in the things they've already experimented with decades and decades and decades ago.
That's exactly right, Robert. See, when you look at the movie, and this is, we've talked about this before the show, but let's just bring it up again. What Janet says can be proven by just one example. If you look at the movie Mercury Rising that came out in 1996, 20 years ago, two decades ago, and what that movie was talking about and what it was trying to tell the general public, which now, 20 years later, it's, yeah, nobody, if you talk to the general population, they don't even realize that mercury is still in vaccines. But there was somebody 20 years ago, actually probably 22 years ago, that was getting this information, that felt that it was necessary to tell a story, make it into a movie, produce the movie, write the movie, produce it, actually get it out to theaters, and it came out in 1996. So obviously it takes more than just like, oh, I'll get a movie out and tomorrow the movie's out. It probably took a year to plan it, 2 years to plan it, film it, put it together. So somebody knew the truth back then. And at that time, it was only 4 years since the National Vaccine Initiative. So somebody high up knew what that orchestrated plan was and that the plan was being rolled out. So I think that there are more and more people like Janet. I like hearing when people like Janet have written this down with thought process that is clear-cut, that is not dictated. Some people say, well, this is hyperbole, this is paranoia. No, it's not. It's looking at the truth, looking at the evidence and seeing what it leads to. Regardless of which way it leads, you are being cognizant enough to recognize the truth rather than sticking your head in the sand saying, I can't hear, I can't see, I can't smell, therefore it doesn't exist. So, yes, I believe that this is way beyond experimentation, and that's one reason that we all need to, as Robert talks about all the time, get off the dependency and become more self-sustainable.
Yeah.
Learn how to grow our own food, learn how to protect ourselves, learn how to have other ways of dealing with infections and things that maybe not as detrimental, etc.
Yeah, Dr. Batar, Janet is using something sorely lacking in maybe the majority of Americans. I'm not sure. We'll see what happens. But something called logic. Try it. It's good. It works. It still works after all these millennia. Dr. Batar, another great episode of Advanced Medicine. Thank you for being here, my friend. And
Thank you, Robert, for having me.
We got to remind him something. You want to do it?
Sure. But the power to heal is unequivocally yours.
Yes, it is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.